The Soccer Gambling Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Use promo code SGP when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the college basketball underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code SGP to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We're also brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is your home for the info you need to make yourself a smarter better. NBA, college basketball, and the NHL, they got you covered. Just go to BetQL.com, promo code SGP30. That's BetQL.com and the promo code SGP30 for 30% off. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. And finally, we're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge operates like a stock exchange for the sports world. Pick the teams you like and have someone else buy the other side. Sign up at betteredge.com and use the promo code SGP for a free $10 play. That's BETTOREdge.com and the promo code SGP. You are listening to Das Bundesliga Show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can check me out on my website, lockbetting.com, where we are trying to achieve our 94th consecutive month of transparent track profit off the back of making £2,800 in the month of February. That's one unit per day, good for $3,500 in dollars. As I said, we look to head towards our 94th month here. We are cruising in the NBA, making a profit nearly every single night. We have 26 winning days out of the last 31 in tennis. We are back on track with the soccer. Look, all you need to do for proof is listen to the shows. We take the best picks from the shows, and the shows themselves, the podcasts alone, have been 8-2, 8-2 and 5-2 in the EPL, and 7-2 and 6-2 across the last two Bundesliga shows, plus a European show that went 5-0 last week on lockbetting.com. If you want to get the European show this week, it's just on the $10 tier to get that show every month. That's just $2.50 per week. And if you upgrade to the podcast pack, which is $5 more, you also get the Europa League show thrown in with that, plus all the other sports podcasts that we do. So there is no better time to sign up to lockbetting.com. Usually I say to guys, don't sign up too late in the month because it's not worth it, because you don't get the entire month. But last month on the 21st of February, we went 15-1 in the NBA, so it was entirely worth it last month because you would have made triple your subscription money just in one day. So moving on with this weekend's Bundesliga action, we begin with Union Berlin at home to Cologne, where Union Berlin are the 21-20 favourites. It's 23-10 the draw, and it's 29-10 on Cologne. Not overwhelmingly confident about this pick, but I am leaning towards Union Berlin here winning this game. Cologne are not having a good season, but they're just not bad enough to go down, given the weak teams we have here at the bottom. We're talking about Mons, Arminia Bielefeld and Schalke. It will be those teams that occupy the relegation spots and, of course, the relegation playoff spot as well. I don't think Cologne are going to get sucked into it. I think Hertha Berlin could possibly get sucked into it just because they are in such terrible form. As for Union Berlin, they're not going to get sucked into it at all. They're having a much better season. Had a really good start to the season, have slightly faded. But they have still had a good season by their standards. If you look at what was expected for them to be in a relegation battle, they haven't been in that battle at all. They've in fact lost only 5 of their 24 Bundesliga contests throughout the entire season. And 8 of their last 9 matches have featured under 2.5 goals. So they aren't exactly the most entertaining team here in the Bundesliga. And I do expect this one to go under as well, given that Cologne have only scored 22 goals in 24 league matches this season. But I also like Union Berlin on the money line here at plus money, but I do lean towards the under here, under 2.5 goals, which is available at 7-10 with a lean on Union Berlin here on the money line. Moving on to the next one, we're looking at Mainz here, home to Freiburg, where Mainz are the 8-5 favourites. It's 23-10 the draw, and it's 17-10 here on Freiburg. Freiburg are obviously the team in better form and are having a better season because Mainz are down the bottom of the table. But they are fighting for their lives. They have lost 8 of their 12 home league matches this season, whereas Freiburg have only lost 2 of the last 5 games. And both teams have actually scored in only one of Freiburg's last 4 matches. So I'm expecting a low-scoring game here with the possibility that Mainz, who are fighting for their lives and are probably too good for the position that they're in, coming out and grinding out something here from this game. They have done well against the better teams in the league, and I don't necessarily put Freiburg in that category. I'm only using that as a marker in terms of indicating how well that Mainz can play. So I'm not confident here taking Freiburg, even though they should statistically win the game. But I do look for Mainz to keep it relatively tight, trying to contain this team and trying to take their chances to sneak out the win if they can get it. If not, any point they can get is a good one as they try and rack up enough points to get out of this relegation battle and trade places with most likely Hertha Berlin. I think they're in the worst form down the bottom. But as I said, Cologne could get sucked in if they have a horrendous end to the season. But for this game, my pick's going to be on under 4.5 goals here, which is at 4-5 in this one. Up next, we have Werder Bremen at home to Bayern, where it's 11-1 on Werder Bremen. It's 6-1 on the draw, and it's 2-9 here on Bayern. Surprisingly, we will take Bayern here, and I do even think that the both teams to score trend will probably continue because Bayern Munich can't keep a clean sheet, but I just don't see this one getting to 5 goals. Werder Bremen have only scored 29 goals in 24 games. Bayern have won 8 of their 12 away league games in the Bundesliga this season, and Werder Bremen have only won 2 of their last 6 league affairs. However, Werder Bremen do have one of the better defensive records in the league this season. They have, in fact, conceded 1 less goal than Bayern Munich have. There are only 4 teams in this entire league that have conceded under 30 goals with only 24 games played. Bayern Munich have conceded 34 goals in their 24 games so far this season, and Werder Bremen have only conceded 33 while only scoring 29. So I don't know if it's a guarantee on this occasion that we are going to see both teams scoring, although Bayern do seem to concede against everybody. But this represents an opportunity for Bayern to keep a clean sheet. And even if they don't, I think they may struggle at the other end. I think this Werder Bremen team may keep it tight in an attempt to try and contain Bayern. And either way, I don't see this one getting to 5 goals here. So therefore, I'm going to take Bayern Munich to win and under 4.5 goals here in this one. I don't think there's a look-ahead spot here for Bayern, by the way, for the Champions League, because they pretty much took care of that first leg against Lazio. I do think they need to focus on this league campaign, because for a temporary period last week, Leipzig went top of the league. So I think they'll be fully concentrated on this game. I just still think it goes under. So Bayern Munich under 4.5 goals, and that is available at even money here in this one between Werder and Bayern. Up next, we have Wolfsburg at home to Schalke, where Wolfsburg are the want-to-fee favourites. It's 4-1 the draw, and it's 19-2 on Schalke. Schalke are as good as down. I'm not expecting them to do anything here in this game. I like Wolfsburg to win to nil. I like Wolfsburg to win with a clean sheet. That's actually available at plus money here at 6-4. So I'm surprised to get that high. And Wolfsburg to win this by covering a minus 1.5 handicap is available here at even money. I like both, given that Schalke have lost 16 of their 24 league games this season. This Wolfsburg team have won 7 of their 11 home league matches, and Wolfsburg have only lost 1 of their last 10 matches in the Bundesliga. And they've actually lost only three league games all season and remain unbeaten at home in the Bundesliga, winning 7 and drawing 4. So this is a very, very difficult job for Schalke, although they've struggled throughout the season against even worse opposition than this. Wolfsburg are turning out to be one of the top teams in the league and one of the best defences as well, only conceding 21 goals so far. In fact, they are the second best defence in the league statistically, and I don't think Schalke will be scoring here. So I like Wolfsburg to nil, which is surprisingly at really, really good value at 6-4 plus 150, plus Wolfsburg to cover this handicap, this minus 1.5 handicap, which is available at even. I like both of those plays here in this one. Up next, we have Dortmund's game here against Hertha Berlin, where Dortmund are available at 1-2. It's 15-4 to draw, and it's 11-2 on Hertha. Given Hertha's form and Dortmund's desperation to win in order to secure a Champions League spot, I could just take this play simply on the money line. But I will add Dortmund minus one as an Asian handicap play, which gets it at 4-6. That's not minus 1.5. That's available at plus money at 11-10. It's just a minus one. This pushes if Dortmund win by a single goal, but I look for them to win by more than that. The worrying thing is for me with this Dortmund defence is that Hertha Berlin could score in this game. Therefore, that makes it more difficult to win this handicap, which is why I was a little bit more secure on the money line. Dortmund have only lost one of the last seven matches, but they've only kept three clean sheets in 14, whereas Hertha Berlin have already lost 13 games this season out of the 24 they've played so far. So I'm going to go for Dortmund here to win, and I'll tentatively take that handicap cover here, but just on a minus one here at 4-6 in this one. Just want to note, I don't hate a parlay here for the last three games that we looked at. When you're looking at Wolfsburg, Dortmund and Bayern Munich, sometimes these chalky parlays let you down. But in this instance, when you're looking at the stakes, I would be surprised if it does. Wolfsburg with their home record are at home to Schalke. Bayern Munich are, of course, Bayern Munich. They do concede goals, but they do win games. And Dortmund are in a desperate situation and coming up against a Hertha team who are playing very poorly at the moment and have got themselves involved in a relegation battle. So, yeah, I think that would be a parlay that can hit with 1-2 odds, 1-3 odds and 2-9 odds. I think that could be a good way to go here on Saturday. And you could even tack on this next team because Bayer Leverkusen are in a desperate situation, are coming off a win against Gladbach, looking to get their Champions League campaign back on track. They're at home against the Arminia Bielefeld, who are in poor form and look like they're getting relegated. And Leverkusen are available at 4-9. It's 19-5 the draw and it's 13-2 on Leverkusen. Like Dortmund, I'd be happy to take them here at minus one, but not on minus 1.5. In this instance, that's available at 3-5 and not 4-6. Actually, I've just seen it at 8-13. So 8-13 for the minus one. I expect Leverkusen to get some momentum now off the back of last week's win and challenge for the top four places. So it could get really interesting between Frankfurt, Wolfsburg, Dortmund, and Leverkusen as well, as they begin to challenge for two of the final Champions League places. So I think these four teams will go for those two Champions League places. I don't think Leverkusen and Dortmund are out of it, even though Wolfsburg and Eintracht Frankfurt occupy the spots at the moment. I think it's going to be a very interesting end to the season in terms of who gets through to the Champions League. In this instance, I am going to take Bayern Leverkusen here, though, minus one against a pretty poor Arminia Bielefeld team who look like they're going down. And also an Arminia Bielefeld that have failed to score in four and have netted just 8 goals in 11 away games this season. So we close out with our game of the week last weekend in the Bundesliga. Sunday looked pretty drab. This Sunday, it gets the game of the week as Leipzig host the in-form Frankfurt. Leipzig are still challenging for the league. They did go temporarily top of the league last week, despite the fact they put in such a flat performance in midweek against Liverpool. They didn't look like title contenders, but the league table tells you differently. They are available here at 5-6 against an informed Frankfurt team who are available at 3-1 and are challenging for the Champions League. It's 14-5 the draw. It's difficult to make a definitive pick in this one without being too chalky. You look at Leipzig's performance against Liverpool and you find it very difficult to believe that this team could finish second in the German league this season and are challenging Bayern for the title. But then you look at Eintracht Frankfurt's form and you think that they are going to fade as we get towards the end of the season. They could be the team that lose their spot to Bayer Leverkusen or Borussia Dortmund. They did beat Bayern Munich on the 20th of February. But since then, they were upset away to Werder Bremen by 2-1, and they couldn't get the win against Stuttgart last week, drawing 1-1 at home. One thing that has remained consistent throughout the season is that both teams tend to score in the Frankfurt games. And I think that would be the most sensible selection here. Also makes the game enjoyable for you guys to watch. You're taking a play here that has cashed throughout Eintracht Frankfurt's season. And I think that it will cash here again. This Leipzig team come into this game having won 10 of their 12 home league games this season, whereas Frankfurt have only won 5 of the last 12 league away games. But both teams have scored in 7 of the last 9 meetings between the pair. And as I said, both teams to score has been free money in Frankfurt games throughout the season. So I think both teams will manage to find a net here. You could tack on Leipzig to get the win, and that you can get as big as 3-1. Leipzig to win and both teams to score. Perhaps Leipzig were looking ahead to this fixture. Perhaps a league title campaign is more realistic than anything in the Champions League, especially when you lose the first leg 2-0. But they did have their full team out, so it's very difficult to make that assessment when Leipzig played such a strong team against Liverpool. Both teams to score here in this one is available at 8-13. And I think that will easily cash here in the game of the week on Sunday here between RB Leipzig and Eintracht Frankfurt. That concludes this edition of the Bundesliga show. I am seeing the reviews going in, so we are very, very close to bringing the locks back next week on the Bundesliga show and the EPL show as well. So if you guys can have one big push, and this week when I do the Champions League show, which comes out on Tuesday, I will let you know if the locks will be returning next weekend. But it's looking very, very good. Had a very big weekend for reviews last week. So leave your reviews for the Soccer Gambling Podcast. As I said, if you've already done it for Sports Gambling Podcast Network, it is appreciated. But this is a brand new feed, looking for that love, looking for that appreciation. Obviously, the reason we are in this predicament is because we had a lot of shitty comments during a little bit of a dry run, and it wasn't even that dry a run. The locks went 3-3, so I hit 3 and lost 3 locks over the space of 6 shows, and we had some guys complaining about that. That's why we took the locks away, because it was lopsided. For the amount of winning that we do, the comments when we lose some players or we have a bad show completely outweighed it. But as of late, we've been on a fantastic run, as I said earlier on at the top of the show. 6-2 Bundesliga show, 7-2 Bundesliga, 2-8-2 EPL shows with a 5-2 sandwiched in, and a 5-0 European show as well. So I think we've managed to handicap around this COVID situation, this COVID handicap. And then that's what will happen. A different situation arises and we see different circumstances, and you have to accumulate data and you have to look at situations differently and handicap around them. COVID is unique for everybody, and it was unique for me. It looked like it would be relatively simple for the first few weeks, because what we saw initially and what we saw more so towards the end of last season was the better teams just winning the games. Home field was completely wiped out and the better teams were just winning the games because all home pitches were neutralized. But then as we headed towards the Christmas period, we saw these bigger teams playing in these multiple competitions, playing midweek games in Europe and showing signs of fatigue. And now fatigue has caught up with the other teams as well. And we're seeing a lot of unders. Look how the unders have cashed in the EPL. We needed to accumulate that statistical data. We needed to look at different situations with a clean pair of eyes, analysing things in this COVID climate and break things down that way. And we've done that. And we've done what we've always done, be it at lockbetting.com or be it on this podcast over the course of 7 years. We've turned a profit from soccer and all other sports as well. And yeah, that was almost going to be inevitable. So if you're one of these morons that were piping in with comments, all that says to me is you don't know how to bet, you don't know what you're talking about, or you don't know how to manage your bankroll and you've blown your load on a particular bet and you've aggressively taken it out on me. Look, you need to learn how to gamble. You need to learn how to manage your bankroll. You should not be losing on these shows. You should not be losing listening to these podcasts and playing these leans. And you certainly should not be losing if you're one of my clients, be it if you're getting bonus podcasts, listen to all my podcasts, either on a soccer package or, of course, when you're on a top package, the tracked package over at lockbetting.com, where we have turned 93 months of consecutive transparent tracked profit. So, as I said, bringing the locks back hopefully next week, if we can have a quick run of reviews, only need about 10 or 12 more over this weekend, should get those easily. And I'm hoping to announce on the Champions League show on Tuesday, when we break down those second legs, that the locks are returning next weekend. I have given some little hint, wink, winks here across the shows, and my clients will tell you that most of the one unit plays in soccer have been landing. Therefore, we would have had some decent locks. So trust me, guys, you want to get those back, and hopefully we do that in time for next week. That's it for me in this edition of Das Bundesliga Show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.